classes. I believe today's the last day of the semester. It lined up quite well for us to begin this experiment this weekend. So the closure will actually start happening tomorrow. And again, this will be a full closure of the intersection of Fulton and Mount Vernon, all to the south.
Christopher Zoll is the traffic safety manager for the city of Grand Rapids. He says Grand Valley State University and the city are partnering in a study that looks at the effects and possible benefits of closing the south side of Mount Vernon at Fulton.
So we're looking at mobility options for multiple modes all throughout this area as part of understanding campus planning and some of the other opportunities that, you know, maybe that road doesn't need to exist.
Some of the potential benefits could include opportunities to improve the pedestrian and bicycling experience in that area.
With the Silver Line pending, there's going to be a lot more pedestrian activity crossing the street there at Fulton and Mount Vernon. And so we're looking at benefits to both the campus planning and operations on Fulton.
Zoll says the fact they're using barricades and not permanent construction allows them to make informed decisions for the area at a low cost. And when the study is finished in May, he says they should have a good idea of what to do next.
Was the closure successful? Did people reroute and find that the access opportunities were good and served their needs? Or was there a concern? Did we find that, you know, we didn't have, at certain times, maybe we've got some capacity constraints or other issues that would need to be dealt with?
Zoll says they are looking for input from residents. They're working on a survey, and you can call the Traffic Safety Department at 456-3066 to provide feedback. Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.